Dannebel. Keep them wrangled in two. But it's up to the players to do it. And boy, are they putting on a show tonight. 28-28, just under 10 minutes to go in regulation between the Dons and the Royals. Boys hoops action. Ron Board has it. A little bit of deflected pass. Board stops, picks up his dribble. Outside to Lieberg. Lieberg look for some place to go with it. He goes to his left, gets in the paint, up off the glass, and he's fouled on the play. Doesn't make the basket, but he's getting two. And there is a foul coming up. That one is to Mason Edwards, his first. The Don seventh, so it's going to be free throws. A 1-1 for the, well, free throws the rest of the night for the Royals, but it's going to be a 1-1 for a little bit. As bend of the knees shot good by Lieberg, because this was a two-shot foul. Made the first one. Royals retake a 29-28 lead. 9:39 to go in regulation. Shot is up. Little off the mark. Rebound. Garl pulled down by Ron Board. And there's a timeout called by Assumption. And it's going to be a 30-second. We'll take one too, Seth. Be back here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
My good buddy Huey Lewis and the news. Can't go wrong with those. If you got an 80s party, you better have some Huey Lewis. I'll tell you that much. A lot of fun over the years listening to Huey Lewis. Man, so many good ones. Hard Rock and Roll. Hip to Be Square, of course. What a New Drug. Heart and Soul. Boy, it just never ends. But tell you what, this game, it might be coming to a fantastic ending as Assumption right now holding a 29-28 lead over the Columbus Catholic Dons. 9.5 to go in regulation. Assumption ball inbounds by Chase Lieberg. Oh, we've got a stop of action. As referees say, not so fast, my friend. One, two, three, four, five. Everyone's got five. Not sure what the question was, but either way, inbounds. Lieberg to Schlafer. High lob pass underneath. Up off the glass. Good by Schlafer. And that lead grows again for the Royals. 31-28. And it's tied again by the Dons. Big three bomb by Ben Weiland. We've got 31-31. Very short-lived lead there for the Royals. This is 9 minutes, 10 seconds left. Royals have an opportunity here. Schlafer stops, pops, hand in his face, off the front of the rim. Rebound Dons. They're on the attack. Up off the glass. No, not off the glass. Rejected, but a foul coming the way of Lieberg. And there will be two shots coming to Cole Wallace as he has a chance now to give the Dons a lead. That was close, ladies and gentlemen. Under 9 minutes to go, 8:58 to be exact. Wallace at the line for two. First one's up off the right side and no good. So now he's got one shot to take a one-point lead. Bend of the knees up. Go. Count it. 32-31. Columbus. 8:55 to go in regulation. No rush for either team. Still plenty of time. Schlafer with it. Kick back out. Lieberg thought about three. Stepped away. Three on the way. Just a little short. Rebound by the Dons. Dons break out. They've got numbers. Konechny, he goes up, and it's a blocking foul against, I believe it's Lieberg. That's going to be his fourth foul. And Konechny to the line for two. That was close. That was very close. I was screened out a little bit, so I'll take the official's word on that. I thought he was set, but I got screened out, so I can't say definitively. His shot is up. Good, count it. First point of the night for Matt Konechny. As you know, you weren't going to keep him off the scoring ledger all night, as he's able to get his first point uncontested from the line. And that is not a slight to young Mr. Konechny. It's just the Royals have done a very good job defending against him. Second shot up. Good. And it's now a 34-31. Don's lead. 8.5 to go. Owen Hagen with the ball. Worked right. Back left. Picked up his dribble. Down low to Lieberg. Pass down low. And it's offensive foul called on Lieberg. And that is five. And he is done for the game. Unless they took one of those fouls away and they clarified it. Pulling him off the court. It says he's only got, it says he's got four. I don't know where that other one went because they've marked it up there enough times. But my apologies in saying he's out. He is not. He must have readdressed one of those, reassessed one of those fouls sent. As the Dons, they can kind of smell a little bit of blood here. Smack Konechny, thought about three, stepped in the line, then passed back out. Wallace, back across the way, over to Weiland. Back up, Konechny, fakes left, goes right, pass back out. That was Weiland with it. He passed back out to Dooms. Dooms back, Konechny, three bomb on the way. Count it! Big three for Konechny, 37-31. Dons, 7:45 to go, left in regulation. Schlafer fakes right, goes left, stops, spins, kicks back out. Verwink thought about three, pass back out. Nystrom, Nystrom, three straight on. Count it! First three bomb of the night by Nystrom. And we're back to 37-34. Dons, 7:20 to go. Neither team back and down. Wallace to Konechny. Konechny in the left corner. Konechny pass back out, top of the key. Now this is Carter Sommer back across the way to Ben Weiland. Weiland goes back left. That's to Wallace. And we got a whistle. Offensive foul. That foul is whistled on number 12. That's Ben Weiland. That's his third. This is eight fouls now on both sides of the ledger. 7 minutes to go. 37-34. Ball game, Don's advantage. Inbound pass from Schlafer to Ron Board, back to Schlafer. Don's thought about a little bit of a 2-3 trap in the half in the backcourt. Thought better of it. Schlafer crosses the timeline. Owen Hagen with the ball. Pass over to Parker Verwink. Verwink, jab step. Back across the way to Nystrom. Three bomb by Nystrom. A little bit too strong. Off the back iron. Verwink with it. Pass back out to Schlafer. Schlafer, spin move, getting through the paint. And he got bumped off the ball, and it is a Royals possession as 1-1 for Schlafer, as I believe that's number 12. Weiland called for the foul, and that is his fourth. Don's pretty balanced with fouls to this point. Weiland with four, Wallace with three. Everybody else has got two or one. Who has one? Schlafer, he's to the line for a 1-1. And that's up, bounce around, no good. And that is a often, first off, the shot doesn't count, or it doesn't fall. And then there's an offensive rebounding foul. That one's going to be up against Ron Board. That's going to be his third, or excuse me, Parker Verwink. That's his third, excuse me, not Ron Board. I thought he put up the 1-4 instead of the 2-3. But either way, now back the other end, 1-1 for Carter Sommer. He has not attempted a shot at the line yet. 6.5 to go, 37-34, Don's lead. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Konechny. Dons still have a chance. Three bomb on the way. No one is there. And it pays for the Dons as Konechny connects. 40-34. Dons lead. 6:20 to go in regulation. Schlafer on the near side. He spins, kicks back out to Oswald. Oswald, three on the way, a little long off the backboard. Rebound by Verwink. He has it, and there's a whistle. And there is a foul. That foul will be on Carter Summer. That will be his third. As Carter Summer, yep, that was who the foul was on. And now Verwink will be at the line for two as the Royals are now in the double bonus the rest of the way. Parker Verwink makes good on that first one. As we... trying to see what the call is. They said it was a violation, I suppose. They waved it off, so violation there. As shot goes up off the back iron, rebound to the Dons. So that's a very unfortunate situation there for the Royals. It could have chipped it down to 5 points. Now it's still sitting at six, but still 6 minutes to go. A lot can happen in that time as basketball's kind of wild like that. Three bomb on the way for the Dons. Long. And here's where the fun begins because Sam Dooms fires up a three, hits at the back iron, goes straight up, hits the rigging and falls through the basket. Well, hit the rigging, so it's out of play, and it's the Royals' ball. So Dons, they could have added, instead of a six-point lead, 9-point lead, but just luck of the bounce. That's the way ball bounces, literally, as the Dons don't see their lead grow. 5:45 to go in regulation. 40-34, Dons lead over the Royals. First game of the season for the Royals of the 40th annual Cranberry Classic. Lieberg kicks the ball back out to board. Schlafer, he stops, pops, little short, rebound Konechny. And here we go back the other way. That was, of course, four fouls on Lieberg. My apologies for saying he had fouled out. They had reassessed a foul as a little mishandled the ball by the Dons, Sam Dooms, and there's a turnover. And the Royals ball, Lieberg inbounds to Nystrom. Logan Nystrom having a nice night in the second half. He's got a 2 and a 3 for 5 points. Much like Matt Konechny, they took him out of the equation. But they both kind of sounded off in the second half. Schlafer fakes right, goes left, stops, teardrop. No fall, and it's rebounded by Board. Board has it, goes along outside, stops, pass out to Lieberg. Cutter down into the paint, off the glass, good for Nystrom. And we've got a stop, we got no stoppage of play as Schlafer is laying down on the court, and they stopped it as there's a little bit concern for his leg, looks like. The trainer is there to look at it right away. As we got a timeout here. White time, full timeout. We'll take with two, Seth. Be back here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
It's the Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design. Everything is drastically reduced. Save up to 50% off on floor samples, closeouts, and overstocks. Don't miss these limited time deals. The Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and cold with lows close to 10. And a little more sunshine as we look here into your Saturday afternoon. Highs into the low 20s. And mostly sunny for Sunday. High temps warm up into the mid-20s. Currently, we're at 15.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI 105.5 FM. Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, my friends love the Lowrider. And I know I'm loving watching this game tonight as the Royals and the Dons are tied up, or not tied up in a good one, but they are in a very good one, 40-36. Don's leading at the moment, 4.5 to go, as there's a quick whistle, foul, and it appears as though Mason Edwards just picked up a second one for the Dons, sending Oswald to the line for two. His first attempt, no good. So he gets another. That injury that Schlafer had, it turned out just be a cramp. As he has got a bunch of Gatorade swallowed down and stretched out his legs, so he'll be all right, hopefully, as that next one falls. And we've got a three-point game again, 40-37. Columbus leads, 4.5 to go. Now the pressure's starting to amp up on both teams. Assumption they need to make a comeback, and the Dons, they just got to sustain a lead. 1 point, 3 points, doesn't matter. They just got to hold on to what they got. Down low, that is Dums. Pass back out to Konechny. Konechny out in the wing. That is Ben Weiland. Weiland goes to his right, kicks ball the way to the other right, other side to Carter Summer. Carter Summer goes right, goes to the rack, up off the glass, count it. And we've got a 42-37 game under 4 minutes to go. Royals going to have to press not too much yet, but they got to get some points. Oswald in the right wing, pass back out to Nystrom. Nystrom being guarded hard by Cole Wallace. Lieberg has the ball, goes to his right, back out to Oswald on the right side. Oswald cuts through the paint, cuts through the glass, rolls around the rim and falls out no good. Rebound Dons, 3.5 to go, 42-37 lead for Columbus. There's Wallace on the right side, has the ball, directing traffic, goes to his left. Cuts up, little runner, jumper, bounce off the rim, and it's a big wrestling match down there, and it's a jump ball. It will stay the way of the Dons, but they flip the possession arrow. So it will count as a turnover at some point here. Very, very hotly contested game. Shot, three-pointer on the way, but Konechny short. And that's rebounded by Konechny. Loose ball there is Dums. He's thinking about a three. He passes over to the other way. Konechny, left side, under 3 minutes to go. Summer works to his right. Gets back on out to Weiland. Weiland, bounce between his legs. Konechny over to Wallace on the left side. Time's a ticking here. 2:45 to go. 5-point lead for the Dons. Very, very hotly contested game. As there's a walk and there's a turnover. The Royals have some business coming up here. Hopefully they can get back in business for them. 2.5 to go. 42-37 game for the Dons at this current juncture in time. 10 fouls for the Dons, 9 for the Royals. So both will be in the double bonus, I am assuming, coming up soon. Schlafer with the ball. Bounce pass to Oswald on the right side. Oswald looking for some place to go. Goes to Lieberg at the top of the key. Lieberg hasn't dribbled yet. Pass over to Nystrom, excuse me. Nystrom being guarded hard by Wallace. Lieberg goes to his right, and he gets fouled by Dums. That's his second. Lieberg to the line for two. Free throw attempts 8 and 9 in the game. Reese 4 of 8. .207 to go in regulation. 42-38 game. Make it a one possession game right here if he makes it, and he does. 42-39. Dons lead with 210 or 207 to go. This will be a very, very entertaining finish, so please stay here on 105.5 WIRI as we bring into the action here. Less than 2 minutes to go here, folks. Dons with the ball. Konechny fakes left, goes right, kicks it back out to Wallace, kicks it back in the right corner to Weiland. Weiland back to Wallace out to Konechny on the left wing this time. Dons wanted to eat up clock and make the Royals foul, as they're not really looking to take a shot. Minute and a half to go. Down low, a little bit of a cut, as the ball is bouncing around, and Royals have it, and it's pulled down by Parker Verwink, and it's a forced jump ball, so that will flip the possession arrow. But the Royals retain possession, 1:22 to go in regulation, down by 3, 42-39. We've had history in this game, in this night, with Port Edwards getting another 1,000-point scorer in the career. And now we've got one coming to the wire between two very tough teams in the Assumption Royals and Columbus Dons. Nystrom with the ball. Pass up to Oswald. Got minute 12 left to go. Oswald steps top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Look for somewhere to go. Schlafer has it. Directing traffic. You would think that you'd want them between Lieberg, Schlafer, and Nystrom for the three bombs. And there's one there, and it bounces around. Ball still loose. And picked up by the Dons. Under a minute to go. 52 seconds. 51. No rush for the Dons, as we have Cole Wallace working his way up into the zone. Konechny in the wing. Schlafer guarding. 39 seconds to go. Ron Board nearly missed an interception, as there is a foul. That is a whistle. The officials are talking about it. Now that's an intentional foul. And that is, I believe, Ron Board being whistled for that. His third. As we will have the Dons to the line here. We're just waiting a little bit of a verdict here. And it will be Carter Summers going to the line uncontested for a pair. First shot, wide right. So the Royals dodge a bullet right there at the moment. Second shot, up and good. It's 35.8 seconds remaining in this game. Royals trailing 39-43. So, I mean, it is conceivably a one-possession game if they get fouled on a made three-pointer. Inbounds pass, and that's a foul on Nystrom, and that will be Cole Wallace going to the line, where he is 2 of 3 for the contest. Wallace with a 34.4 seconds left of the game. Wallace to the line for two, 43-39. Shot up off the back iron, no good. Substitutions coming in. Out goes Hagen. In goes Verwink for the Royals. Logan Nystrom way back, and he's going to be guarded by Konechny. In the game comes Mason Edwards for the Dons. One shot left here, 43-39. Dons leading 34.4. Shot is up, and that rattles out. Rebound by Schlafer. Royals in business here. 30 seconds to go. Schlafer on the right side. Crossover along the baseline. And there's a blocking foul being whistled on Cole Wallace. That'll send Schlafer to the line for two. Seconds left to go in regulation as Schlafer goes to the line for two. Trailing by four. So you can cut this in half. Make it a one possession game. Shot is up, and he good. Makes it back down to a three-point lead, and we've got a timeout called. Full timeout for the Royals, and we'll take one too, Seth. Back here in a minute here on 105.5 WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
It's that time of year again. Time to find that special gift for that special person in your life. Try finding that one-of-a-kind gift at the Love It Again Thrift Store. When you purchase items from the Love It Again Thrift Store, you are supporting the awesome programs that Love, Inc. brings to our community. So stop by the Love It Again Thrift Store on 12th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3, for that one-of-a-kind gift for that one-of-a-kind person in your life.
Us back to this basketball game. What's up? We got a barn burner here, 43 to 40. Don's lead with 26.5 to go. Schlafer at the line for the back end of a two-shot foul, and he hits it. As we got another full-time out coming to the Dons here, and we'll take one too, Seth. As we'll be back here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
Temperatures are falling, and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to...
What you are. 26.5 left in the regulation between the Columbus Catholic Dons and the Assumption Royals. Dons leading 43-41, and that might be your dagger. As uncontested to the rack, Carter Summer with two, and it's a 45-41 game. 12 seconds left to go, and an over-the-back call turnover, and that might be it. 45-41, Don's lead. 10.9 seconds to go, so we will see how this transpires, but it's looking good for if you are a Don's fan, as trying to get the verdict here. Trying to get the verdict. The officiating crew's trying to figure it out. And there's another timeout coming. They didn't say full or not. So I guess we'll keep it here as we will talk about tomorrow's games. Earlier in the day, we're going to have the consolation game early on. About 11:30 in the morning start between the Nakusa Papermakers taking on the Columbus Dons in girls hoops action. And then we will have the championship game right about quarter after one, approximately. Depends on how long the games take. And that will be the Pittsville Panthers taking on the Assumption Royals. The Royals, man, they had a good day today out on the hardwood, as they won 66-31 over Columbus Catholic, while Pittsville, I believe it was 66-13 by my estimation here, to get that win and move on to the championship game. And in boys' action, if you didn't listen earlier, I brought to you the Nakusa and Port Edwards boys basketball game, which was won by 19 points, 59-40, Port over Nakusa. Port Edwards in the championship game coming up tomorrow, as they will play the winner of this one. As of right now, it looks like it'll be the Columbus Catholic Dons, and that game will be at 8 o'clock. We'll be bringing that to you. Pre-game starts about quarter to 8, 10 to 8, somewhere in there. That might fluctuate if the games run long. While the loser of this one, possibly Assumption at this point, will take on Nakusa at about 6:15 tomorrow evening. So Lots of basketball coming your way here at Sumption High School as we wrap up the 40th annual Cranberry Classic. And with that, we're under 10 seconds to go. Inbounds pass by the Dons, corralled, and then a foul by J.J. Oswald. And that will be his third, and that sends Ben Weiland to the line, first time tonight. And he can really ice this game if he has some luck, and he got the first one. And that looks like that might be all she wrote for the Royals tonight, unfortunately. But they don't have anything to hang their head about. A long season ahead of them. And, if you think about it, they're right down there to the end with a very, very good Dons team, very good Dons program. Shot is up. Rebound no good. Rebound pulled down by the Dons. So they're just going to hold on to it, force the Royals to foul, and they do with 4 seconds left. Dons leading 46-41. So that foul is on Oswald again. That is his fourth. As we finish things up here, going through the final 4 seconds, 46-41. Dons leading the Royals. Going to the line for two is Sam Dumbs. He's 0-for-2 in the game from the line. And now it's 1-for-3 as he sank that one. Then the second one coming up. Then that's good. Count it. So now we've got a 48-41 ball game. Schlafer with the ball. Shot at the horn. And it's good. So you can count that one for Schlafer. But little too late. Just makes the score look closer. But that's your game. 48-44. Columbus Catholic Dons over the Assumption Royals. Going to do a quick little bit of math here before we get out of here for the night and return you to your music programming. But before we do that, got to add up some numbers. So we'll be back here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Well, not the ending that the Assumption Royals really wanted, but, man, was it contested till the very end and a buzzer-beaten three at the horn. Man, that was... Anyways, so looking at this game, man, it was back and forth early on. Assumption led most of the first half. That was up until, they went on a scoring drought that lasted about 6 minutes to close out the first half, where they actually trailed 16-13 at the break. Second half, back and forth ball game. Royals took a lead. Dons took a lead. Royals retook the lead. Dons retook the lead. And they finally retook the lead at about the 9:15 mark left in regulation when the Dons finally started to pull away. But it wasn't for sure, as they were never able to get back to that double-digit mark in the score column. And they were able to get the Royals in a little more foul trouble and finish things off the rest of the way. Pretty balanced scoring for both teams on the night, as the Dons, they were led by Carter Summer with 10 points, followed up by Mason Edwards with 5, Sam Dumbs with 7, Caleb Hilgeman with 3, Ben Weiland with 6, Cole Wallace with 6, and Mac Konechny with 8. By my total, I had them with 11 turnovers, which in this game, boy, that really goes either way, because it was pretty close as the Royals, by my count, had 12 on the night. The Royals, they were led in the night by J.T. Schlafer with 15 points. Chase Lieberg added 13. Logan Eistrom with 7. J.J. Oswald with 1. Ron Board with 4. Parker Verwink with 2. And Trey France with 2. Again, tomorrow's schedule, you got the Consolation Girls game at about 11:30 between the Nakusa Papermakers and the Columbus Dons, followed by the Girls Championship game, the Assumption Royals, against Pittsville at approximately 1:15. After the JV games for the boys, then you get to have your consolation game between the Nakusa Papermakers and the Assumption Royals at about 6:15, and then that will be followed up with the championship game where you will have these Columbus Dons taking on the Port Edwards Blackhawks. Boy, was this a fun evening with everybody tonight. About 3.5-4 hours of basketball. Can't beat that. You're going to be having plenty of basketball coming your way all winter here on 105.5 WIRI as we do our best to bring you the best sports coverage we can between myself and Randy Paul. Randy Paul is spending time with family, so that's why he was absent tonight. So I believe he said he would be out tomorrow night as well. So I'll bring you the action again the best I can. So that's going to do it here tonight on the first night of the 40th Annual Cranberry Classic, where we saw the Columbus Dons get the better of the Assumption Royals, and then the Blackhawks of Port Edwards get the better of the Nakusa Papermakers. So for myself, Mike Comer, Seth Habiger back at the studio, all of our sponsors, everybody who has anything to do with this, thank you all very much for everything, and thanks to our listeners for tuning in tonight. So with that, everybody have a great, happy, and safe Friday night. And we'll be back here tomorrow evening, about 10 to 8, where we bring you the championship game of the Cranberry Classic. So with that, good night, everybody, and keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
I was playing Santa Claus downtown on Christmas Eve when a little girl of 3 or 4 climbed up onto my knee. I could tell she had a Christmas wish behind those eyes of blue. So I asked her, "What's your name? And what can Santa get for you?" She said, "My name is Christmas Carol. I was born on Christmas Day. I don't know who my daddy is, and mommy's gone away. All I want for Christmas is someone to take me home. Does anybody want a Christmas carol of their own?" Well, all that I could say was Santa do the best he could. Then I set her down and told her, "Now remember to be good." She said, "I will. then walked away, turned and waved goodbye. And I'm glad she wasn't close enough to see old Santa cry. She said, my name is Christmas Carol, I was born on Christmas Day. I don't know who my daddy is, and mommy's gone away. All I want for Christmas is someone to take me home. Does anybody want a Christmas carol of their own? Early Christmas morning, I got up and dialed the phone. I made a few arrangements at the county children's home. And they told me it would be all right to pick her up today. Now my little Christmas carol won't ever have to sing. My name is Christmas Carol, I was born on Christmas Day. I don't know who my daddy is, and mommy's gone away. All I want for Christmas is someone to take me home. Does anybody want a Christmas carol of their own? Well, Merry Christmas, Carol. I love you. Welcome home.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and cold with lows close to 10. And a little more sunshine as we look here near Saturday afternoon. Highs into the low 20s. And mostly sunny for Sunday. High temps warm up into the mid 20s.
Currently we're at 15.
Small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you.
You mean it, I still see you when I'm dreaming.
truck, lots of luck, thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on, everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No, let's talk it over, number I can call. Goodbye says it all. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raised you better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. I wish I could be just a little less dramatic, like a Kennedy when Camelot went down in flames. Leave it to me to be holding the matches when the fire trucks show up and there's nobody else to blame. Can't get revenge and keep a spotless reputation. Sometimes revenge is a choice you gotta make. My mama came from a softer generation where you get a grip and your lip just to save a little face. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raised you better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart.
go and fix your makeup when it's just a breakup. Run and hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Call the rage, you better gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. To ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
Riding high, roll up on the down low. Feeling lucky, got hooked up with
told my friends when it comes to her,
when it comes to him,
never again. Last time was the last time, that time nearly did us in.
Yeah, too much drama.
Girl, you're a match.
You're gasoline.
We just burn too fast. So here we are, lighting up that spark. Yeah, we tried to run, but we didn't get far. I never say never with you. I end up together with you. It's hell and it's heaven with you, baby. Anything's possible. The highs are unstoppable. It's so uncontrollable. It's crazy. Touch that kills me,
makes me feel alive.
Couldn't turn me off,
yeah, even if you tried.
So keep turning me on and turn out the lights. Who knows, tonight we might get it right. I never said